Job cuts could be moving up the corporate ladder. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. The jobs crisis is hitting people in lower income levels the most. 40% of Americans earning under $40,000 a year have lost their jobs. Among those earning more than $100,000, only 13% have lost their jobs. Economists, though, are anticipating the number of higher income job losses will grow as companies look for new places to cut. And so they'll be looking at who they can afford to lose in those six-figure or close to six-figure jobs. Economists suspect a good portion of the cuts could come in middle management. About 25% of those still employed nationwide are concerned that they may not be by the end of the summer or the fall. Analysts are trying to gauge what impact the coronavirus pandemic will have on holiday shopping this year. Right now, all bets are off, but some believe the normal end-of-the-year seasonal hiring could come in much lower this year than we've seen in the past. That could only add to the employment crisis. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.